Chapter 37. Sunset. The cabin by the stern windows, Ahab sitting alone and gazing out. I leave a white and turbid wake, pale waters, paler cheeks, where'er I sail. The envious billows sidelong swell to whelm my track. Let them, but first I pass. Yonder, by the ever-brimming goblet's rim, the warm waves blush like wine. The gold brow plumbs the blue. The diver sun, slow-dived from noon, goes down. My soul mounts up. She wearies with her endless hill. Is then the crown too heavy that I wear, this iron crown of Lombardy? Yet is it bright with many a gem. I, the wearer, see not its far flashings, but darkly feel that I wear that that dazzlingly confounds. 'Tis iron, that I know, not gold. 'Tis split, too, that I feel. The jagged edge galls me so, my brain seems to beat against the solid metal. I, steel skull mine, the sort that needs no helmet in the most brain-battering fight. Dry heat upon my brow. Oh, time was when as the sunrise nobly spurred me, so the sunset soothed. No more. This lovely light, it lights not me. All loveliness is anguish to me, since I can ne'er enjoy. Gifted with the high perception, I lack the low enjoying power. Damned most subtly and most malignantly, damned in the midst of paradise. Good night. Good night. Waving his hand, he moves from the window. 'Twas not so hard a task. I thought to find one stubborn at the least, but my one cogged circle fits into all their various wheels, and they revolve. Or, if you will, like so many anthills of powder, they all stand before me, and I their match. Oh, hard, that to fire others the match itself must needs be wasting. What I've dared, I've willed, and what I've willed, I'll do. They think me mad. Starbuck does. But I'm demoniac. I am madness maddened. That wild madness that's only calm to comprehend itself. The prophecy was that I should be dismembered, and I lost this leg. I now prophesy that I will dismember my dismemberer. Now then, be the prophet and the fulfiller one. That's more than ye great gods ever were. I laugh and hoot at ye cricket players, ye pugilists, ye deaf Burks and blinded Bendigos. I will not say, as schoolboys do to bullies, take someone of your own size, don't pommel me. No, you've knocked me down and I am up again, but ye have run and hidden. Come forth from behind your cotton bags. I have no long gun to reach ye. Come, Ahab's compliments to you, come and see if you can swerve me. Swerve me, you cannot swerve me, else you swerve yourselves. Man has ye there, swerve me. The path to my fixed purpose is laid with iron rails whereon my soul is grooved to run. Over unsounded gorges, through the rifled hearts of mountains, under torrents' beds, unerringly I rush. Knots an obstacle. Knots an angle to the iron way.